Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And welcome once again to the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. It was us, basically, wasn't having a bit of a chat.
That's right. Martin Kellner came in.
He was very good.
Yes.
Should we just crack on with it? Because that's what it is. And we've got some clips at the end. We've got some clips of the listeners. Andy's cruel clips from Fisherman's Blues. But anyway, here's today's best bits.
Story in The Sun this morning about a couple who've advertised for a nanny who is also an ex-football coach or ex-professional footballer.
Well, why don't they try and get nanny?
Somebody suggested that. Is this true?
One bloke said, Two birds with one stone.
There's only one person for the job, ex-Manchester United player, nanny.
Yeah.
I thought, what about Mary Papans?
Come on. Let's have your sporting nannies. There aren't any more, are there?
Well, I guarantee it. Our listeners will come up with at least one or two.
That's right.
What else have I got here? This is it's a live court case. I won't comment on the case at all, but it's a bit of tabloid ease where a man has been alleged to have thrown a pie onto a pitch, a steak pie, and it's described at Stamford Bridge, and it's described allegedly. He said he allegedly hurled the £2.50 steak treat.
Yeah, of course.
I've eaten the pies at Chelsea. They could definitely not be described as a treat.
A steak treat.
Definitely not.
No.
You know, sometimes you read something and then your eye catches it because it's a football. You know the way you speed read the papers. I do the same thing. You're looking for bits of football.
Hmm.
So I see Bradley Dack's name, and then I see Olivia in Salute to Cops. And it says that Olivia thanked police for finding her two stolen cars.
Didn't Who's Olivia?
Well, it was turned out to be Olivia Atwood. But for some reason, I read it as Olivia Coleman. So I actually out loud went, it's Olivia Coleman going out with Bradley Dack of Blackburn.
You've completely confused me there. Where did Bradley Dack turn up in that story?
He's the boyfriend of Olivia Atwood.
Oh, okay. You didn't say that.
I got confused completely.
Well, blimey. If you were confused, what chance have we got?
No chance whatsoever. I've also worked out that if you want to make Vladimir Putin less intimidating, if you give him a George Berry hairstyle.
Let's have a look.
From the 70s.
You've drawn that on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. He does look less menacing, doesn't he? Yeah, I can see that. I mean, you've just got to soften the features a bit. I mean, I think it does that job.
Probably does, really.
The tennis. What about the tennis? Why is it always in the Australian Open? I mean, when did it... I mean, it's been happening for a long time, this. I mean, Lisa O'Sullivan used to report back in the day. She'd say, oh, it's 3:15 in the morning here and we've still got a set to go.
I know.
I mean, if you can't fit all the games in... What's the point? I mean,
Why can't they? They do it at Wimbledon. They do it in France. Well, they do it in the US.
I think it's a bit like a night of boxing. You know, it's quite difficult. If they all go sort of 12, 15 rounds in some cases, you've got problems. Everything runs late. It's a bit like that with the tennis. They had quite a lot of five-set games, which meant Joanna Konta was playing at sort of 3 o'clock in the morning and losing at 3 o'clock in the morning. They couldn't go on one of the courts, court three, because it was covered in seagull droppings and it wouldn't take longer to clean off. They would have done to have gotten the court they finally played
on. It's too late to start playing, though.
It can't be healthy, can it? And if you've been awake all day and you're waiting to play and then you don't start playing till gone midnight, it's
I went to a Boca game in Argentina that didn't kick off till 9:45.
Yeah.
And that is late. I mean, that is...
A Barca game that kicked off at 9:30.
You saw it by the time it's finished. It is. By the time you get back, it is about 1 o'clock
but
in the morning.
But that's a cultural thing, isn't it?
It is.
Pete, on a Saturday evening, you know, you were leaving the stadium at about 11:30. And there were thousands of people on the streets just having a walk about and something to eat. So that's a culture. You probably wouldn't do that in this country, of course.
No, not in the winter either. And one from the court circular. The Countess of Wessex this afternoon received General Sir Gordon Messenger, Vice Chief of Defence Staff at St James's Palace. And apparently she didn't like what he had to say, but don't shoot the messenger.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Very good. Did you watch any football last night? There was no football to watch, was
no,
there?
No, but I did watch A Silent Witness.
Yeah.
And do you know about Jonathan Wilson, the football writer, has an obsession with football references within Silent Witness.
Oh, okay. I've heard about this.
He collects them, and I think he charts. What do you call that when you sort of like have a chart, Venn diagram?
Oh, yeah.
Sort of thing. Anyway, there was a reference to a team in, I think, in Hungary or Romania.
Yeah.
Which he then disputed on Twitter that actually even existed. But there you go. So I watched that.
Cannot believe this, but we just threw away the idea of, come on, let's have your footballing nannies. Because someone's looking for a nanny to teach their kids.
Our listeners are brilliant. You know that.
They're all basically variations on a theme, most of these. We've got Nanny McPhelan from Mark the Arsenal fan. We've also got Nanny McTransfer Fee from Old Mate Crackers. Afternoon Crackers. What else have we got? We've got.
Are we bothering to send Crackers to the Spurs training ground this year?
Well, I think if he wants to, he's very welcome. Colin gives us Philippe Aupair, if you're looking for journalists, and Aupair Emerick Aubameyang,
yeah,
says
not
Michael,
bad. Not bad.
And Jean-Pierre Poppins from Mark Fillmore.
Well, that's true.
And Barry Banan from Jamie Allen. Oh, well done. That was in a matter of seconds, a lot of your good work. And what about this one? Paddy says, sticking with Manchester, ex-Manchester United players and Portuguese players, what about Baby Sitter? Remember him?
Yeah,
the bloke they signed and didn't train on.
No, exactly.
So there we are. Thank you for all of those. We've probably exhausted those, I would guess. But oh, yeah, Dirk Coutfire. Well done,
oh,
Joe.
Very good. Work, I was trying Joe. To think of a Mrs. Doubtfire one, and I couldn't think of it. Well done. Now, you know, we talked yesterday about the Premier League chief executive job that nobody
fancies
seems to
want
the
at
job.
The moment.
The latest person in the frame is somebody we know. It's Dawn Airey from Channel 5.
What about that?
Dawn Airey, she is a very impressive woman.
Yeah.
She commissioned a series that you and I produced for Jenny Eclair, and she is knows a lot about telly and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know, she really impressed me because at the end of the series, she decided to have a lunch for everybody involved. And we all turned up at the restaurant, and we were sitting there, and she was running quite late. Mm. But as she arrived in the restaurant, simultaneously, the waiter brought her food and just put it down on the table because she had pre-ordered ahead.
She'd phoned ahead.
Phoned ahead and timed it. We still hadn't even ordered. It was brilliant.
So she
that was impressive.
That is impressive, isn't it? I mean, anybody has a meeting with her. I mean, it's great. Forward planning is what you need in a position like the Premier League, isn't it? You know, so phoning Ed and choosing your dinner before you get there. She used to like a stogie as well, if I remember. Didn't she like a bit of a cigar? She used to like a stogie. I'm imagining that. I seem, but no.
Oh, that's possible.
Well, that would look great in the world of football. The stogie could be back, couldn't it?
She wore a camel coat.
Yeah, she didn't think so.
It's
like Eric Hall. No, she's not. Anyway, yes, interesting. Well, good luck to her. She was very good at her job.
It's just
so
a rumour
sure
that she's
still
in
is.
The frame, but I don't know.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
We've had a number of different nanny puns coming in, Andy.
Yeah.
But right at the end of that, from one of the listeners, who just says, have you got the results for today's Big Bash cricket, please? Well, I could save you the trouble.
I would imagine. Was there a game? Because
Hobart Hurricanes.
Excuse me. Beg your pardon.
Yeah, I've played Perth Scorchers.
Oh, right, because Australia were playing India in a one-day day-nighter. So.
And Hobart won by 4 wickets, 3 balls remaining. So
that's
helpful.
That's actually quite a close game. Most of the games have not been close at all.
Yeah, so there we are. You are fully informed, whoever that was.
Well done.
So, Andy, what do you have for us?
Yes, I'm quite excited because tonight I'm going to go and see the legendary comedian and magician Jerry Sadowitz.
Oh, wow, okay.
And
But,
and we're sitting in the front row, so we're going to get a verbal drubbing.
Yes.
I've seen him on loads of occasions, and he's picked on us before, but you've got to laugh at it.
Do you get involved in some of his tricks?
Well, just watching them. No, he doesn't really.
He doesn't get you to pick a card or anything?
No, not generally. But he's a brilliant magician.
Oh, no, he's very good,
and a brilliant comedian, but obviously he can never appear on radio or television.
Quite sweary. And some of the subject matter of his material.
It's not just the sweary.
No, it's the subject matter.
It's the subject matter.
That's right,
I'm hardcore. I like that sort of thing.
In honestly, if somebody kind of speed read this from a showbiz website, they could have that and didn't quite take it in. Because I've got a story here that says...
Not like Bradley Dack and Olivia Colman.
A bit like you, yeah. Madonna's been taken to a farm after she attacked Taylor Swift in Edinburgh,
really?
Scotland. Yeah.
No, what happened?
Yeah, so Madonna has attacked Taylor in Edinburgh and has been taken to a farm because of it. But if you don't read the first sentence, which is, a school which named its hens after singers... sent Madonna to a farm after she attacked Taylor Swift.
That's already gone online. Edinburgh. Somebody's already done that.
That'd be on Pop Bitch or something, won't you, already?
What's that?
What's that?
I don't know that one.
Oh, okay, fair enough. I think you'd be tuning in. I think it's still there. That may be a bit of an old do, kids. I may have just done the MySpace of... I've got no idea.
Probably is a new one.
Probably of its time.
I went out for tea after the show yesterday. I always meet my old friend Dave Lightstone from time to time. And we're sitting there.
Is he a gooner, isn't he, Dave?
He's a gooner.
Yeah. Gooner. But so that's interesting timing.
We decided to meet before the game. It's always a better thing. But this particular place, this particular restaurant, is very good for star spotting.
Oh, yeah.
And I spotted three. I saw Michael Portilla. He was over there.
Oh, yeah. I take it he came by train, did he?
Absolutely. Yeah. I said the same thing. Mm. Annie Lennox. She was there.
Not with Michael Portillo.
No, on her own.
Oh, yeah. On her own. Literally.
On her own for some time, but joined. Joined by somebody.
But not by Dave Stewart.
No, it was somebody else.
Wasn't a get together of the Eurythmics, was it?
No.
Okay.
And the bloke that's in Grantchester, James Norton.
The bloke that's in Grantchester, that's right. So he was there.
Plays the vicar.
What did they have to eat? Did you have a look?
I tried to.
Yeah.
I do. I circulate the restaurant. Not circulate. I circle the restaurant. Yeah. That's right.
In the green room with Andy Jacobs.
That's right.
You won't believe who we saw.
He's very impressed because I'm a good spotter. I said to him, that's Annie Lennox. He went, it isn't. So I Googled it. I went, there she is.
Yeah. Googled her. Okay.
Well, she wasn't wearing any makeup, so obviously she's going to look at slightly different. You know.
Yeah. She didn't have like the kind of bright orange hair like she had on the cover of the album, a lot of white powder makeup.
Do you want another one of these mad days of people who are well into their health products and everything?
Yeah, you've been telling us over the last 3 days of the average day in the life of...
Tim Gray, yeah.
who really is very high maintenance.
I think this whole piece, the producer has given me more of these. They're all basically similar, but... People go through. I often doubt whether. I think if somebody came to me and said, "What's your daily regime?" I'm sure I'd sort of make it sound a bit, you know, better than it really is.
Yeah.
I'm not saying these people did that, but that's what I do. Because some of these things, you think, do people really live like this? So this is a freelance journalist who lives in North London with her husband. Should I name her?
No, don't worry about it.
All right. So she says, the first thing I do is scrape my tongue. This is 7:30 a.m. 7 o'clock to 7:30 a.m. So half an hour.
Half an hour of tongue scraping.
I mean, no tongue left. The first thing I do is scrape my tongue using a copper tongue scraper to get rid of the toxins that accumulate overnight. I mean, how many toxins? It's ridiculous.
You can probably get one of those on Instagram, a copper tongue scraper.
I probably can.
Yeah.
I brush my teeth. Well, not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I have a shot of live bacteria to keep my gut healthy.
Yeah.
Then do online yoga for 25 minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
8 o'clock, I take my dog for 40 minutes to get my muscles working. What
Good,
about
yeah.
the dog?
Yeah.
8:45, I body brush to help my circulation before I shower. Then massage my body using a massage tool used in Chinese medicine. Honestly, these people. I start my breakfast with digestive bitters.
Not digestive biscuits.
Are
you sure they just spelled it wrong?
No, it helps the digestive process.
Okay.
Then eat some cheese, sheep or goats, never cows, with corn crackers, vegetables. All my vegetables are organic.
Oh, yeah.
Good
yeah.
for you. Olive oil, Himalayan salt. Why can't people have ordinary salt? All these people always have Himalayan salt.
It's got to be from the Himalayas, Andy. It's the best salt, isn't it?
I'm sure Edmund Hillary took his own salt with him. He didn't bother with the Himalayan.
My chappy has the old Himalayan salt.
Who?
No, of course it doesn't.
Sometimes egg. All right. I chew everything as much as possible. That's something Paul McKenna believes in, our next guest.
Oh, okay. That's something good, good Paul McKenna knowledge.
Oh, yeah. Something I was taught to do at the Viva, a detox clinic in Austria where I go each year.
Not the Vauxhall garage.
The gold standard
is
30 chews with every bite.
Oh, that's nuts in May, isn't it? It's the old Roger Sloman in the Mike Lee. Was it 53 or 54 chews you had to do?
I manage around 15, but never fewer than 6.
Yeah.
I lie at 10:15. I lie on a bed of nails. Plastic studded acupressure.
Wouldn't this be correct if this was Alan's?
Yeah.
You know, I finished the show at 10, 10:15. I'll lie on a bed of nails. It'd be great, wouldn't it?
So unlikely. I wish they'd ask Alan, who he is. For lunch, I ate vegetables and some protein, which could be edamame pasta, quinoa, or beans.
Blimey, okay. Yes,
I don't drink fluids 30 minutes before I eat. Oh, all right, I get the idea. 2:30, I work for another 3 hours. It's good, nice for you to fit that in.
What does she do?
She's a freelance journalist.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
When I'm back, I lie on a bed of nails again.
Or what we used to call unemployed, of course, when I was a freelance journalist.
It helps me connect with my body after a day looking at the screen. Well, it's not a day, it's 3 hours.
Yeah. That tongue scraping and lying on a bed of nails. Should we leave it there?
Okay, one final little bit.
Go on then.
In the evenings, I either have a work event or dinner with friends at home. I'm vegetarian and steer clear, you said that, of cow's milk. I eat sugar in a moderate way. I don't eat raw food after 4 p.m. Hold on. If possible, I will go for something that's dairy free. Eating at home, I often do a version of Mexican food. I've been teetotal for 7 months. That's not Alan. I felt I didn't need alcohol, and it makes my tongue really, really dry, which I hate.
It's all about the tongue, isn't it? Yeah. It's all about the tongue, really. It all comes back to the tongue. So she sounds interesting. What a life.
What a life.
Not enough hours in the day. Dale says, thanks for ruining my Friday evening. I was going to watch the Big Bash. That was spoiler alert, apparently. If you've got to start doing spoiler alerts, Dale, on the Big Bash. So that's not great. Apologise. Take it out with that listener who asked me the score.
True.
We also mentioned the childcare website that's looking for the couple who advertised on it, looking for a football coach or ex-footballer to help their kids come on in their football skills because they're showing signs that they're quite good. You've been sending us some people that could do it. Steve McNanniman, says Martin in Saltburn. Cot Parker, says Jason in Woodford. Fraser Foster Carer. That's not quite the same, Martin.
Not quite the same.
Paul Nursery Nursen. Nursery, that doesn't really work either. I think we're basically scraping the bottom of the tongue here, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
How about Nappy Wells? That's very good. QPR, says Jerry.
That's not bad.
What else? Igor Naughty Stepanovs. Very good, says good. Al. Kindergarten Klopp, says Lawrence. And the one that doesn't work, Mary Poppins Indy. So there we are. I think we've completely and utterly we've wrung the very last drop.
I'd like you to read
out of that Mary Poppins Indy. We know where he's coming from.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Andy was telling us earlier on a couple have advertised on a kind of childcare website for a nanny to come in who could teach their child to play football. The child is showing...
Two of the children. Want to be professional footballers. Yeah, they're showing quite a bit of sort of sign of it.
Someone to come in and look after them, teach them to play football. Obviously, we suggested Nani, the former Manchester United and Portugal player. And you had a few other suggestions. Of course, Nani Al-Habsi, says Alan. Nanny Welbeck, says Dino.
Nanny Welbeck.
What about Granny Xhaka, says West Ham John.
That's good.
Or Andy says Steve Kindergarten Koppel. Mrs. Paul Rideout Fire.
That's a bit, work. A bit of a
Lee
stretch.
Lee and Staffs. What about the famous childminder, Peter Kresh? Quite worked, does it, Martin? Nearly. And Farrink Pushchairs. Very good. M. Green gives us that one.
Well
for the
done,
teenagers.
M. Green.
So thanks for all of those. That probably has exhausted him, but I say that, and then there's another full ball of them.
We'll see.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Hawksby and Jacobs here on TalkSport. Tom Acklin joins us a little bit later on. There was a big NBA game in London last night, and it was exciting. We'll be reflecting on that. A couple of other stories in the world of basketball. Will Ferrell gets a mention. Snoop Dogg as well, as we look at the world of American sport. We'll have the clips of the week. But before all of that, with a week of sport on TV, it's Martin Kellner. Good afternoon, Martin.
And good afternoon to you, boys.
So,
yes, I've been watching a lot of daytime sport. I mean, the great thing, well, you've got the Aussie Open going on, so you've got that at breakfast time, which will keep you away from Piers Morgan or the appalling BBC breakfast show. So you don't have to watch that because you've got the Aussie Open, which is brilliant. And then in the afternoon, of course, BBC Two are covering the snooker masters from Ali Pally.
Yes.
So I've been watching a lot of sport during the day, which obviously interferes with tipping points. But it's good that they put sport on to keep us elderly folk off the roads. Apart from Prince Philip, obviously.
Yes,
very good point.
Yeah,
and a topical one.
It's topical, you see.
Topical.
You don't want old folks. Stayed in and watched the snooker.
If only it was a snooker.
No, I was standing outside. One of my wife's clients, she's a hairdresser, one of my wife's clients is about, she's well into her 90s, she absolutely loves the snooker.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, it does appeal to older people. My mother-in-law likes it. I'd like to point out at this point that I'm not well into my 90s. but it does have...
You still got your licence?
Still got my licence,
Oh, that's good. That's good to hear.
I can still read the number plate of the car in front. From time to time, I test myself, see if I can still read the number plate.
Keep your hand in.
I have to drive very close to the car in front.
Yeah, of course you do. Don't do that at home. So, anyway.
So it's good, the snooker. I mean, I like Hazel Irving. I think she's a good presenter.
And, yeah,
very good.
Jason Muhammad. And I also like the fact that they recognise that there are people more senior watching, because I was watching the match between Ryan Day and Ronnie O'Sullivan, and Ryan Day tends to move around the table a lot. You know, Ronnie is he takes his shots quite quickly, he's not walking around sort of eyeing up the shot all the time. And they were saying about Ryan Day, it was Ken Doherty was one of the pundits there, and he said, oh yeah, Ryan Day, he does move around a lot, he's done more travelling than Judith Chalmers. I thought, there's one for the teenagers.
That is an old reference.
Occasionally when you go for one of those, you can't grasp anything a bit more contemporary and you just go with the obvious one.
That's
don't
precisely
you?
What yeah, he did there. So yeah. because, and
could
they
have
also
been Amanda Lamb, I suppose.
Yeah. He could have gone down that route.
That's true.
Could
have done,
Even that's a long time ago.
I would have said...
Richard Ayoade would be the zeitgeist. Yeah.
And other people.
Ramesh Ranganathan would be the zeitgeist.
Oh, really? Okay.
So I've written to Ken saying, you know, you want to update your references. You know, just listen to Hawksby and Jacobs.
Imagine if he did suddenly say Romage. Very confusing. Yeah, go on.
It was good. But what I enjoyed about the snooker also was the fact that there were people, sort of vintage people like myself, watching. And they do show you the events of previous years. So they had us, you know, with the news items and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's an old sort of radio format as well, isn't it? You play the hits from 2004 and you do the news bulletins from 2004. But when they were doing that year, 2004, obviously the snooker highlights, but they also showed you a news night bit with an incredibly young-looking Jeremy Paxman.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's 15 years ago, but... God, you know, he couldn't do that 10-year challenge thing. But he's, you know, very young-looking Jeremy Paxman, telling people that to keep their computers in a room so the kids can't access the computers.
Right.
So, you know, no thought of the children
Good
having their
advice.
Own computers. Yes. no thought of the children having their own computers and laptops and iPads and all that sort of
Sky
thing.
Sky Sports News are fond of this. We've noticed this over the years. They say there's an odd own goal on the weekend. They'll then go back and trawl through and show you 10 odd own goals. And they do do this. Or any incident.
It's a journalistic staple. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
No, I suppose not really.
No. Well, on that subject, I did watch West Ham getting promoted to the Premier League in 2012. They showed that match. Yeah. And it's amazing. It's only 7 years ago. And there's players. I hardly remember Ricardo Vazte, who scored the winning goal to send West Ham into the Premier League.
Oh, yeah. I remember him. Yeah.
Ricardo Vazte.
I don't know, I did notice this week during the half time of the Newcastle Blackburn. Yes, it was that game. But the BBC had that one, didn't they?
Yeah.
And Kenny Summers.
I think that was on BBC. Oh,
it was the other game. Derby
Southampton. Derby Southampton was on the BBC.
You're correct. And Kelly Summers, who was reporting at halftime, she had an iPad. And it's this sort of new obligatory thing, this, that a reporter carries an iPad. So I've got a friend who works for Sky Sports News, and I actually did go to the trouble of asking him, what's on it? I mean, are you watching a film? Was it?
It's not like Richard Osman's laptop with nothing on it. Pointless. There's stuff
there. It does have stuff. It has running orders and it has a bit. You can use it exactly like you Google stuff and all that. So, yeah.
What about
I've got a bit of an in at Sky News.
You have, because, these days. That's
yes,
right.
Very true.
She's been over in Melbourne for three... Because I watched the tennis and obviously...
She's Martin's daughter, by the way.
This is my daughter, Martha Kellner, who's the...
sports correspondent.
Sports correspondent for Sky News. Yeah. So she had a... she went to Melbourne... For like, you say that, it's like 2 days she was there. She went there purely to report on Murray's retirement, because she's for Sky News.
Yeah.
They're only interested in the news angle of it. And the thing about, I think I've said this here before, if you're a tennis correspondent in the UK, you're not really the tennis correspondent, you're the Andy Murray correspondent.
Yeah,
because
that's
there's no interest beyond that, really. So I know Johanna Konta had quite a good match.
Albeit against, 3 o'clock in the morning. For some
3 o'clock in the morning over there, yeah.
I just wondered with the snooker, Martin, that it's so tailored to that kind of audience that you've discussed, the people in their twilight years. That maybe at about
not twilight years, but more senior.
Okay,
people.
More senior people. That sort of 3 o'clock, 3:30, they might just suddenly stop for an hour because you know she's dropped off because at that time the heating's been on for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
It's very warm in there.
So disparaging.
It's very warm in there. I think, and they just.
Well, I have suggested that they bring back the Potter's Wheel for that for that bit, because it does. Those of us who watch television in the late '50s, early '60s.
If Ronnie just says, and Ronnie's walked away from the table because Maureen's dropped off. She often goes asleep about half. Yeah. Just give half hour. Wake her up and then just. That's not a bad idea.
That's $1 million idea you've got.
Yeah.
There.
So, yeah,
things, all old people are called Maureen.
Yeah, half hour break because Maureen's dropped off.
Yeah.
I
watched the football. Yeah, I watched Southampton Derby. I thought the which was the BBC's match this week.
Yeah.
I thought they maybe went a bit early with the grey suits. Because you know, they all wore grey suits.
Right.
Gary Lineker had a suit on, and the others, Shearer and Jermaine Jenas, whoever it was, I can't remember who the third one was.
Who was in the studio with them? That's a very good point.
I can't remember.
Was it Wright? Was it? No, was it Jermaine Jenas? I can't remember.
It was Alan Shearer plus one.
Yeah.
And they'd all
make him feel special. Sorry, Wrighty or JJ,
whoever it was. But they all had grey suits on the show. And I thought third round replay. That's going a bit early with the suits. I think the suits should be brought in the fourth round at the earliest. It's just a
there
point.
Was a lot of controversy in this game forget the VAR, more Theresa May's speech outside Downing Street about a lot of people felt they should have gone away. You know, they should basically put the highlights on, not the highlights, the extra time on BBC Two and stuck to the 10 o'clock BBC One news. But
nobody will. I mean, I'm very interested in politics. Obviously, working on talk radio, you have to keep an interest in these sort of things.
Yeah.
But I thought they did exactly the right thing, put the news onto BBC Two. And, of course, it gave Gary a bit more scope for some more jokes. Gary, we know, is an ardent Remainer. He's almost a Ramona. If you ever watch his tweets, he's always tweeting about it. So he did one or two things. He said, what was the one he said? He didn't say they survived the no confidence vote. He says, well, it's all being reported on BBC Two now, so it's your choice, Brexit or the penalty shootout. Your choice. But who's going to ever switch off a football match for the penalty shootout? Just to find out that you knew that it was the vote of confidence, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you knew she would win the vote of confidence.
It was Jermaine Jenas. I've just stood down.
Well done. Sorry, Jermaine. Yeah. What a fantastic job he did as well.
You're right. Great suit. Smart,
Danny Murphy, I thought, did a good job. He had a great story about somebody got hit on the side. Somebody was, you know, there was a clash of heads.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he got on the side of the head, hit the cheek, and he said how painful that is as a player. And he said when he played for Crewe Alexandra, they were playing Shrewsbury, who had an ageing Gary Megson, a bit of a Sheffield legend.
That's a good story.
Gary Megson, yeah. An ageing Gary Megson, who got fed up with the way the youngsters from Crewe were giving Shrewsbury the runaround and just headed the side of his head. And he said it felt like I'd been hit by a hammer. And those Sheffielders who know, because he is a Sheffield Wednesday legend, who know Gary Megson as a player, will know that that was a good story.
You're not allowed to do that these days.
No, you're not.
They've gone soft, the lads. If you can't deliberately head someone in the head.
No,
what's
I know.
What's the game come
what
to, Martin?
What has the game
what
come
has
to?
The game come to? Yeah.
So anyway, so I thought that was good. I watched, although I kept up with the politics last night watching Question Time, and I just thought I'd mention that Fiona Bruce, I think, is doing a bang-up job on Question Time.
Yes.
Last night, they were very cruel, the BBC, in that they put Diane Abbott in between Isabel Oakeshott,
yes.
You know, the reporter, and Fiona Bruce, both of whom are sharp as a tack. Mm. Diane Abbott, not quite sharp as a tack. Not an intellectual heavyweight, but I just thought I'd share with you a joke I got on Twitter, which you don't have to dump, it's a good joke. They said...
that means you do.
No, you don't.
Diane Abbott is hovering.
It was a lovely little joke. It just said Diane Abbott's just been on a tour of Ireland, and they asked her, what did you think of County Down? And she said, I preferred it when Carol Vorderman was doing it.
Hey. Oh, for goodness sake.
That's the calibre of tweet, though, I guess.
So, Martin, can we yes, oh, this is Colin, who's Mr. Zeitgeist. He said, Judith Chalmers, I'm still telling people who like to travel they have more holidays than Alan Wicker.
Oh yeah.
Well, so that's he's, yeah. Thing,
oh, that's brilliant.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
So there we are, that was this afternoon's show. Time now for a couple of clips as promised from Fisherman's Blues. The first one quite brief and overly cruel, nothing to do with me. Andy, you can give us the end of this one.
Yes,
anyway,
this was the start of the part of Nigel that I listened to last week.
Okay.
Nice simple one from Chris Bird, who says, Nigel, Happy New Year, God bless. Thank you very much for that, Chris.
Yeah, what's that got to do with fishing?
That's just being nice. Can't people just be nice?
My wife agreed with me, I have to tell
you. Overly critical. Yes, because you've poisoned her, that's why. So, and the other one...
Don't give me ideas. Yeah.
And the other one
is, he
was looking for some information on the screen.
Yes, it sort of seemed to take him quite a bit of time. He got a bit flustered and you'll see one bloke appeared as two blokes.
Okay.
Dean Barlow last night, which I thought I'd better share with you. Let me just... I've got so much I've been meaning to tell you this morning. If you see how much things I think I'm going to tell you, I never quite have time to get it all in on the morning. But, Dean Marlow posted a report last night from Larford Golden Rod Qualifier.
Yeah. Is that Dean Marlow or Dean Barlow? I'm really confused. He started off as Dean Barlow, and then by the time he found the results,
he was
Dean
Marlow. You all get flustered.
You can't call the bloke Dean Barlow, Dean Marlow.
No, I don't think either of them care, Dean Marlow or Dean Barlow. I think neither the Marlows or the Barlows
Paolo
are that
Dean Barlow.
Yeah, what a player he was.
Tremendous.
That's it then. Sorry, Nigel. You know what to do with me. He's a terrible bloke.
He doesn't listen to the podcast, for
goodness
sake.
Well, I bet he does now. He's sticking pins in your effigy. Anyway, we'll catch up with you on Monday. Thanks for downloading us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford Tough, Built Ford Proud.